Good morning, church. Good morning. Happy Sunday. Welcome to South Haven. We are thrilled you are here with us today. If you are a first-time guest with us this morning, we realize you had to say no to a lot of other things to be here. And we, you know what, we honor that and we appreciate that. If you find a connect card in the bulletin, and there may be some in the chairs in front of you, and fill that out, take it to the pastor greet station out here, right outside the foyer to the right. The pastor would love to meet you and have a conversation with you. He'll have a token gift, but he'd like to put a face to the name, all right? Just cause a little bit of connection. Also, if you have been coming here for a while and you maybe have questions about what we're about, why we do what we do, what we believe, etc., what we have to offer, the next Discover South Haven class is September 10th. That's on a Sunday, and it will be right after the worship service. And it's really a win-win. We're going to feed you guys lunch. We're going to feed your children. We're going to take care of your children. But the best part is we're going to get you in and out. It's not something that drags on all afternoon, okay? And men, don't forget that this coming Thursday night, the 24th, is the men's barn meeting at Pastor Victor's house. And you will want to go to that. Make plans for that. I've heard wonderful things about the food and the fellowship they have. And Kevin Roberson will be sharing from God's Word, so I know that will be a good time. I would encourage you men to get registered for that. Grab a buddy, throw your lawn chairs in the trunk, and be at Victor's at 6:30. And I think that is everything. We are on track for glorious worship and to hear from the Lord this morning, so let's pray and get started. Lord, we're coming before you, Father, and we are expectant. Father, we're wanting to hear from you. We're wanting to see you move among us this morning, Father. We pray that you would open our eyes, you would open our ears. Holy Spirit, come and just fill this place. Rattle it and shake it, God. Do something big in our midst this morning, Father. We pray for our pastor, Lord. We pray that you would make him sure-footed. Lord, you would hide him behind your cross, that you would be high and lifted up, Father. Thank you so much
say, I want to do something more, I just want to say this. If you'd like to say, hey, can I do something more than my regular giving through the church in order to maybe to give some resources in Hawaii, you sure can. If you would go to SendRelief, SendRelief.org, and then you can read about how Southern Baptists are impacting the Maui wildfires and actually what they're doing around the world. But there is a little giving link there. If you just like to give above and beyond your tithe, you just say, that goes right to Southern Baptist work on the ground in Hawaii specifically. You can do that. So maybe if you're interested in that, you can check that out. SendRelief.org. Other than that, the things that we go on here in South Haven, you're making a difference not only in other parts of the world, but you do that right here locally. And one of the ways in which your giving helps us do things locally is what we do called Love Loud. That's our mission trip to Belton and Raymore. And so as you give, Pastor Victor's going to come join me on stage. We're going to talk a little bit about Love Loud. But I want you to know, here's how you can continue to support your church. Through the offering boxes that are at the exit, or southhavenchurch.org/give, is a way just to stay consistent in your giving so that the people's needs, spiritual, physical, emotional, can always be met. And we do that through the giving of God's church. Welcome, Pastor Victor. Thank you for joining me on stage.
Good to be here.
We got some good things going on here. Love Loud's coming up and right next month, is September 30th. And so we've got some new things and some old founded true just things that we love to do and serve and meet our needs in the community. So kind of walk us through a few of these things. First, let me ask you, did everybody get one of our little brochures?
Yeah, raise your hand if you didn't get one.
We've got guys right ready to give you one. I see some hands going up right here. I got some right over here. If you need one, put your hand up and leave it up for just about 20 seconds. I know you don't want to be anybody draw attention to themselves, but we sure would like to help you. And so tell us, just tell us about Love Loud. Maybe, so there's some newbies here. I hadn't been with us since last year.
Amen. Well, this is our Jerusalem attempt of Acts 1:8. We are to go to our Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and other most parts of the world. And our Jerusalem is our back door right here in Raymore, Belton.
Yes.
And we want to love on people and just, take our whole church and just go out to our city and just do something that would just turn the city upside down and just make them say, that church cares about us.
There you go. I love it.
And they really make much of Jesus.
There
so that's what we want to do at this one-day missional event.
Yeah.
To go to our city.
Yeah. So I know we got some good things that, some things that we've done. This is our seventh annual. This is our seventh year to do this. And so we do some things that we have bags of blessing where we do some grocery bags that go out. And we have some.
That's an all state. Everybody needs to participate.
Absolutely. We're going to give you some information on that coming up. We go out, we mow grass and mend fences and do some things. But we also go to our first responders, our police departments,
yes,
and fire departments. And we love on those that keep us safe on a regular basis and give hot dogs and hamburgers. And so there's a lot of things we've done in the past that we're going to continue to do. Tell us a couple of the new things that are coming up.
Well, I think about, I was seeing Sherry Sanders right now. She's going to be a team leader for our shut-ins.
Okay.
And homebound people. We're going to just go love on them and pray with them, read them scripture. Anything around their house that they need done, that'll be one of our teams.
Yeah.
Mike Sanders will be leading a new team. It's a car detailing team. It's going to be in the old Office Max that closed down by Sam's, and there's Walmart across the street. And so they're going to be setting up and washing cars and detailing cars. And so that'll be kind of a neat new outlet that we'll have.
Yeah.
Thinking about the apartments back here, we got Scott going. We're going to have bounce houses and things for the kids to do and hot dogs and all kinds of things like that. Another new thing that we're doing is the Dollar Tree in Belton. I went down there last week and I said, listen, can I talk to the manager? She came out and she's kind of like, what do you want? She thought it was going to be something negative, I said, I'm here first of all to tell you that this is a good conversation. And she says, well, what do you want? And I said, well, we'd like to love on your business. We'd like to send a team out here, and we'd like to buy a bunch of your drinks and just give them out free. We'd like to set up a tent, give out free hot dogs, and just hand out all the free drinks that we could buy from you. And she just put her head down on the table, and she said, I love free. I love free. And she goes, that would really be a blessing to our business if you could come and do that. And so, just to see a business owner who's like in tears because we want to come and love on them was so powerful. And I think that was really a neat thing.
Yeah.
So we got lots of new teams like that. I was sitting here thinking about, we have a cookie baking team that we're going to revive.
Yes.
And that was a real hit in the past years when we had COVID hit and those kind of crazy things. But that's going to be a Friday team. If you want to sign up for that team, you can sign up for the cookie baking team and then come on a Friday at 1 o'clock and Denise McAllister will be leading that team, and they'll cook up cookies. And then on Saturday, the Love Loud Day, we have a cookie delivery team, and they're going to go to businesses, take some Windex with them, and clean windows, and hand out cookies to businesses and people at drive-thrus, and just encourage people with a bag of cookies.
I love that. That's great. I love that. Cookie baking, cookie taking.
Yeah.
I'm volunteering for taste testing. That's me. So anyway, if you want to be a taste tester, I've already got that.
So we're buying lots of Pillsbury dough and
awesome.
Walmart and Sam's and cookies, tons of cookies on Friday.
Well, the brochure actually is for you to even to begin to fill out right now, and this so we can begin to make plans and plan for you. You know, this actually we've got a new start time. We're going to start about a half an hour a little bit later because we don't want to be offensive and waking people up on 9 o'clock, you know, too early on a Saturday morning.
Yes.
But waking going a little later. And then on that particular Saturday with a breakfast that starts at 11
o'clock. Yes, we're going to have a light breakfast of donuts and fruit.
Yeah.
And so please come at 8:30 on that Saturday, September the 30th. That's the last Saturday in September. Mark that on your calendars. 8:30, be there. And be prepared just to go out and love on our city.
Yeah, absolutely. And T-shirts, if you've already got a T-shirt, that's fine. We're keeping the same theme, same T-shirt. But if you need a new T-shirt, let us know on the form. We'll take care of it.
You may have moved here and never been a part of the T-shirts. This is your chance to get the T-shirts and wear that proud on Love Loud.
Absolutely. And then the buckets. There's buckets at the exit of the worship center and around the church. We just ask you to drop this off. I did have some inquire. They wanted to take it home and fill it out. They can bring it back later. But we encourage you to begin to do that as soon as possible so we can begin to plan for the events and things that are coming up and put you on the team that you desire as well. So it's going to be a great week, Victor, and a great weekend.
I just challenge everybody to participate in that Bags of Blessing, too, because we whittled that list down a little bit more to make that bag a little lighter. It was almost heavy as busting the bags out last year. So the good news is that it won't cost you as much, but it also will bless a lot of people as we deliver those Bags of Blessings into our apartments and
good stores. Stuff. Good stuff, Victor.
All good. Thank you.
We'll begin to fill this out now as you begin to consider where God wants you to serve. Let me pray for this, our Love Loud, as it's coming up next month. Father, thank you that we are taking seriously your great commission and going. And so, Father, as we go, we understand that this is not just this is not social justice ministry. This is not just doing something nice. But, Father, this is being kind and loving. I've got to go tell the people this is your plan. You know what? It might sound a little confusing to me, but I've got to convince them this is what we're going to do. But what we find in Scripture is no questioning from Joshua about what God is telling him to do. And what we find about this military strategy is he just simply obeyed and did what God said. And this is how it came about. And when they, being the soldiers, heard the blast of the trumpet, so seven times around the city, heard the blast of the trumpet, the troops, they gave a great shout. The wall collapsed. The troops advanced. here's the first thing we have, and maybe I would promise you the language that we're going to be using here may seem a little abrasive to our ears, because we may not even categorize